Well, it was 1993, autumn, and my friends had just sent me this giant video camera. And so my parents and other relatives were visiting. My daughter was just 8 months old. And we were filming at Tagannock Falls in Ithaca. And everybody was saying what a lovely day it was. And then I point the camera to my father. And my father looks in the camera and he goes, "We ain't talkers. We ain't talkers in this family." And he gave me that look, you know, like when you do something wrong. So I shut the camera off immediately and realized he was right, you know, with the Polish immigrant blood, you know, that peasant DNA that says, keep your mouth shut and do your job. I mean, I would never dare, or the thought wouldn't even enter my mind, to ask my father if I could stay after school to practice for a play. His answer would have been, you want to do something after school? Get the hell up at the come-along and wash some dishes. The come-along was a place where he made food for the mill workers. And another one of my father's favorite mantras was, college is for rich kids and dope addicts. And so, despite that, I managed to go to college and get a degree, a graduate degree. And to this day, my parents do not know what a PhD is. And so I ended up going and working all over the world through the UN, humanitarian assistance agencies, did a lot of work. And then when the 24/7 single motherhood, stresses of daily life, everything was kind of coming together, some friends of mine said, you should take a break. Go to this improv class. And I was like, I'm not doing any improv. And I was at a Towson Unitarian Singles potluck. And three people got up and they started doing this improv. And I was like, oh, you're amazing. How did you do that? They said, you can do that. I said, no, I can't. I'm not clever. I'm not witty. I can't think on my feet. You know, I can't do that. So I said, you don't have to do all that stuff. And in the back of my head, I could hear my father saying, we ain't talkers in this family. And I could add to that, and we sure as hell ain't getting on any stage, you know. But they told me that it would be safe, so I said, what the heck, it's a night out of the house. So I went, and I had this incredible experience. I was with a partner, and we had this scene where we were drinking lemonade, and then slowly we kept pouring shots of vodka in it. And before I knew it, I was like heavily into this improv buzz and realized that, hey, this stuff is good. And then a friend of mine told me, well, you know, this summer there's a retreat in the Catskill Mountains. So, you know, you should go up there. There's a lot of great teachers. So I thought, yeah, I could use a vacation. So I went up there. And there were all these teachers, and I improv day and night and performed, and I sang on stage. I don't even sing, and I was doing all these things that were so alien to me. And I had a hunger for this. And so I said, I want to take their master advanced class for professional actors. I'm signing up. And I'm like really excited. And then they said, okay, you can take it. Give us your resume. And I said, resume? You need a resume to do improv? And so, you know, I was a little disappointed, but a couple of teachers who were in the general improv class said, let her in, I think she can take it. So I got into the master level improv and was doing all this acting and, you know, with the theater people, and that's what I would call them, and I would be polite because they all had dramatic arts degrees and, you know, experience. And so I would say, you go, you theater people, you go do the scene first. You know, I'll be polite. And so by the second day, that didn't fly. And one of the teachers told me, I want to see you up in every scene. I want you to be the first one on the stage. And then a couple of minutes later, he turned and yelled at me and said, and stop being so goddamn selfish with yourself. Share yourself with the rest of us. And I said, Me? Selfish? I'm thinking it. Of course, I wasn't saying it. And I thought, me? I've worked all around the world. I've dedicated my life for hunger issues for women and children, working for nonprofits, not getting paid. Selfish? So I went back to my tent, and I'm writing in my diary and my notes, and then I realized what he meant. And I realized what it meant to share yourself from the inside. And I realized that when you drop the barriers that you have, your fears and your insecurities and all the things that we load ourselves up with saying we can't do this, we can't do that, this curtain just falls down and it becomes about truth. Art becomes about truth in everything and everyone. And that was just such a beautiful revelation to me. So now I just hope that I'm able to get on the Baltimore stage more. Thank you.